Well, on this TGIF, it's a mix of good and bad news when it comes to the weather, and it also depends on your take on things, I guess. If it's been too warm, are you liking today? If you need the rain, today's a good day, too. And after all, it is Friday, but it is making a mess, and will make a mess of highways and interstates. Slow go, and obviously a little bit chilly, a little bit damp as we go through the day today. But all in all, this is a rainfall that we need, even though widespread, and amounts won't amount to all that great of a rainfall in the end. Amounts averaging about a quarter to a half inch, locally as much as between a half inch and an inch. It's much needed rainfall, and we'll certainly take it. The first rain of the month, of course, we're only 3 days in now, and temperatures today taking a tumble after reaching a near record high yesterday. We just about made it, 83 degrees. The record was 84 degrees. The average is just 67. While this morning, we're waking up to very mild temperatures in the 60s, a few spots even hanging in the lower 70s. But as the rain becomes more widespread through the day today, and the winds pick up out of the north, those temperatures will drop, so the warmest part of the day, well, we've already had it. And we'll see slowly falling temperatures through the 60s into the 50s, and then we'll kind of just hold in the 50s for the better part of this afternoon. And that's a good 25 degrees colder than yesterday. So a little taste of winter reality, Jacksonville style, and tonight's skies will become partly cloudy, sweaters and jackets, no doubt, as we drop to the low to mid 40s. And then your weekend is not too bad, but it's certainly chilly at times, especially tomorrow, windy too, especially at the beaches, a mix of clouds and sun. There'll be the chance for a shower coming in off the Atlantic every once in a while, but it looks like plenty of dry hours, and for the most part, it's not going to be significant rain, and the more inland you live, the better chance you'll be dry as we go through the weekend. Highs tomorrow only in the low 60s. Sunday, we reach the mid and in some spots upper 60s, which is really very close to where we ought to be this time of year. Again, that breeze making it feel colder. But if you like the milder air, well, you don't have to wait long. Warmer temperatures again early next week to start out the new work week on Monday and Tuesday. We're near 70 Monday, and it looks like a really pretty start to the work week, and into the mid to upper 70s by Tuesday. And it's likely that that warming trend will continue for a good part of the rest of next week, with our next best chance for rain perhaps approaching again in about a week's time, give or take. We'll continue to keep you updated there. So as we head through this weekend and today, well, we have the rain, which is widespread. Everybody getting at least some rain today. Helps out with our pollen, right? It's a natural rinse, if you will, courtesy Mother Nature with this rain. So low pollen counts today, even though there will be fairly gusty. Chance to wash your car off a little bit naturally. Won't have to pay for it, right? So some good news there. Now, realize that pollen will come back in a hurry this weekend and especially early next week, but we'll take whatever brief breaks we can get. At the beaches, rough season surf through the weekend with a decent onshore flow out of the east and northeast, so a moderate to high rip current risk. Water temperatures still only in the lower 60s. Right now, and looking for air temperatures that'll be in the 50s and 60s throughout the weekend at the beaches. We have the Donna Marathon, of course. We have some races and activities tomorrow. Looks to be breezy and cool, but okay, partly to mostly cloudy. Sunday is pretty much the same story, a partly to at times mostly cloudy sky, quite windy out of the east and northeast, and temperatures that'll be in the 40s and 50s. It's quite cool. The runners won't care about the temperatures as much as the wind. That's probably the biggest deal, and the winds out of the east and northeast at a solid 10 to 15 miles per hour, but gusts near 20 miles per hour. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. And remember that Sunday is National Weather Person's Day. That's right. There's more on that in the Burrish blog at actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. But a salute to my cohorts here. Such a great team here at CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax. You hear them on 104.5 WOKV. Garrett Biedenbaugh, Corey Sima, Trevor Gibbs, and sometimes you'll also hear and see Maritza Ross. Have a great and safe weekend again, taking care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.